Thank you, Dr. Park. My name is Sam Bauer, and I'm presenting conversion of mixed species golf course fairways to creeping bentgrass using glyphosate. So fairways make up approximately 30% of maintained turf on golf courses, and creeping bentgrass is a widely desired species for fairway use. In many cases, annual bluegrass and bayadid dominates fairways, competing with desirable species. For the golf course superintendent, annual bluegrass can create maintenance issues such as increased disease pressures, higher irrigation and fertility requirements, and it does suffer from winter injury in the northern climates. In recent years, annual bluegrass reduction programs have proven successful, specifically on fairways with good populations of creeping bentgrass. As Marcus Jones discussed earlier, bispyrybic sodium is very successful. Also, fluoroprimidol, paclobutrazol, ethyl fumacate, trinexipec ethyl. There are others as well. These programs are generally used in combination with cultural management strategies that favor creeping bentgrass over annual bluegrass, and they do require significant time commitment for successful results. Now, as a golf course superintendent by trade, I'm very cautious when implementing these programs on fairways with predominantly annual bluegrass for the simple fact that it's a painful process over multiple years for successful results. So this leads us to our ultimate research goal: to increase creeping bentgrass in a quick and efficient manner while maintaining playability on predominantly annual bluegrass fairways. As such, we surveyed the Minnesota Golf Course Superintendents Association, asking them two main questions. Question number one was, do you lose fairway turf yearly due to winter injury? Question number two, what turf grass species do your fairways consist of? So 12% of the respondents mentioned that their fairways consisted of bentgrass. Interestingly enough, 12% also mentioned that they never lose fairway turf due to winter injury. Creeping bentgrass is generally considered to be more tolerant of winter injury than annual bluegrass. 88% of respondents said they always or sometimes lose fairway turf due to winter injury. Now, if we look back at the turf grass species, approximately 60% mentioned that they have, mentioned that they have mixed species Poa annua bentgrass or primarily Poa annua fairways. These are the group of people here, this 57% that we feel can benefit from increasing bentgrass in their fairways. So what's the best way about increasing bentgrass in fairways? Bentgrass conversion through interseeding has shown variable success. Researchers in New Jersey tested the effects of interseeding alone combined with summer seeding dates and newer varieties and found approximately 72% increase in bentgrass in a greens height study on annual bluegrass conditions. Riker and Hardbeck in 2002 tested the effects of the plant growth regulator trinexipec ethyl in combination with interseeding over multiple years and found very little establishment of bentgrass into primarily annual bluegrass fairways. Glyphosate and the non-selective herbicide, or interseeding and the non-selective herbicide glyphosate has shown positive results. Murphy et al. In 2005 showed that glyphosate in combination with these summer seeding dates and aggressive bentgrass varieties can provide 95%. This was glyphosate treated 14 days before to a putting green. Kendrick and Dannenberger found that glyphosate and interseeding are very effective for conversion of older bentgrass varieties. They tested it with Pencross in a putting green situation and converted to Penn G2 and found that the glyphosate treatment was successful versus simply interseeding alone. So the objective of our research is to determine the most effective rate and timing of glyphosate to increase creeping bentgrass populations through interseeding into a mixed species stand while maintaining playability of the golf course. The seeding method we've chosen is a Turfco TriWave slit seeder. The slit seeder is relatively new to the market. It has advanced designs that aid in putting seed into the slit with very little turf grass disruption. Preliminary studies at the University of Minnesota have shown that two passes and a seeding rate of 73 kilograms per hectare to be a successful combination for increasing bentgrass sufficiently. We've chosen, as other researchers have shown, summer seeding, which favors the creeping bentgrass seed over annual bluegrass germination. The creeping bentgrass variety that we're using is T1 by Jacqueline Seed. T1 was chosen for its competitiveness with annual bluegrass, and it has performed very well on national turf grass evaluation program trials, specifically in tee and fairway studies. Two locations for the study: Les Bolstead Golf Course in St. Paul, Minnesota, was established in 1929. The fairway is predominantly annual bluegrass. There is a significant annual bluegrass population in the seed bank. Prior to initiation of the study, there was no creeping bentgrass in the area. Michigan State University is the second location in East Lansing, Michigan, established from creeping annual bluegrass clippings in 2006. It's a research fairway. It's important to remember that growing, we did conduct typical fairway maintenance, that being a mowing height of 12.5 millimeters three times per week, though we did use traditional growing strategies of irrigation 2 to 3 times per day, a starter fertilizer application at 49 kilograms of phosphate per hectare, equal amounts, 24 kilograms of nitrogen potassium per hectare. We did apply mefenoxim on two occasions for pythium prevention. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with four replications set on a 5x3 factorial with a control. First factor was glyphosate rate. This is rates in kilograms of active ingredient per hectare. 0 was the control, no application of glyphosate. 0.28 is sublethal to most grasses. These characteristics are based on the herbicide label. 0.42 is lethal to annual bluegrass. 0.84, partial control of bentgrass. 1.68 is lethal to bentgrass, and 5.62 is lethal to most grasses. We had three application timings, 2 weeks before seeding, 1 week before seeding, or a glyphosate application on the day of seeding. Line intersect counts were used to determine initial turfgrass species present. We also looked at the bentgrass increase at 3 weeks after seeding and final bentgrass cover when all the plots at either location had reached 100% cover. Because some of the plots at Michigan, the Michigan plots had less than 5% bentgrass, though we did use a calculation to account for bentgrass differences in plots. That calculation is shown here. Turfgrass quality was rated on a weekly basis, a 1 to 9 scale. 1 was dead, 5 was being acceptable quality, and 9 is the best possible quality. Results. These are two ANOVA tables showing you final bentgrass increase by location. Location effects were significant, so we did analyze them separately. Data was analyzed by the R project for statistical computing. It's important to note also that the effect of blocking was not significant, so they were analyzed as completely random designs. You can see rate was significant at the 0.001 level in Minnesota, though the timing of glyphosate application or the rate by time interaction were not significant. In Michigan State, rate and time were both significant. This is, again, final bentgrass increase, though rate by time interaction were not significant. I'll now be showing you graphs of this data. So this is a graph of bentgrass increase as affected by application rate. This is Michigan data. Bentgrass increases on the y-axis on a 0 to 100% scale. Differing colors represent different glyphosate rates. At 3 weeks after seeding, you can see a pretty good trend that increasing glyphosate rates did provide for a better increase in creeping bentgrass. At 8 weeks after seeding, which was when all the plots at Michigan State reached 100% cover, We did see a similar trend, though there was a slight reduction in bentgrass as some of the annual bluegrass population came back. So when we say 52% here at the 5.62 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare rate, the rest of the plot here was generally annual bluegrass. Bentgrass increase as affected by glyphosate application timing. Again, this is Michigan data. The scale now is on a 0 to 50% scale. You can see that the 1 week before seeding was statistically better than the 2 weeks before seeding, though not different from the day of seeding treatment. Again, this is 8 weeks after seeding, our final evaluation date for Michigan State. Bentgrass increase as affected by application rate. This is Minnesota data. Okay, bentgrass increase now is on a 0 to 50% scale. At 3 weeks after seeding, we did see more bentgrass increase from the initial sublethal rate, though I'll show you that that does correspond to a reduction in turfgrass quality as well. We did see differences in the sublethal glyphosate rates at the two locations. Okay, a similar trend holds true here. Increasing glyphosate application rate did provide for a better increase in creeping bentgrass. 12 weeks after seeding in Minnesota was when all the plots reached 100% cover. This was a golf course fairway, and it was under play throughout the course of the study. Okay, again, the same trend as Michigan State holds true, that increasing the rate of glyphosate did provide for a better increase in creeping bentgrass. We did see a reduction in creeping bentgrass cover here, though, up to 24%. The rest, again, the other 76% is annual bluegrass. Okay, turf grass quality as affected by application rate. This is Michigan data. What I'd like to show here, we did do quality ratings starting 1 week before seeding because glyphosate was applied at 2 weeks before seeding. 5 weeks after seeding is when all of the plots we deemed they were back to acceptable quality. What I'd like to point out here is there is very similar turf grass quality ratings between the initial or the control and the first sublethal glyphosate rate. A downward trend does show you that increasing glyphosate application rate did provide for a reduction in turf grass quality. The other thing I'd like to point out here is that 5 weeks after seeding, the plots that had predominantly annual bluegrass had lower turf grass quality ratings. There was some disease pressure at Michigan State, and increasing the glyphosate rate, the plots basically that had more creeping bentgrass did provide for better turf grass quality ratings. A similar trend holds true here. This is turf grass quality as affected by application rate in Minnesota. At 8 weeks after seeding, we did see disease pressure again on the annual bluegrass. 8 weeks after seeding is when we deemed that the turf plots were all back to acceptable quality. There is an increasing trend towards the plots that had more creeping bentgrass in them on turf quality basis, though this data is not significant. Now, the other thing I want to point out here is we did see a higher, lower turf grass quality ratings from the initial sublethal rate in Minnesota, and that is corresponded to the increase. We had a higher increase in bentgrass. There was significantly different bentgrass between the control and the initial glyphosate treatment. So, conclusions: we achieved an increase of bentgrass from 24% to 53% with high rates of glyphosate applied before or at seeding. This is consistent with results of Henry et al. 1 to 4 months after seeding. Many of the interseeding studies have shown that bentgrass increases over time, though this is highly dependent on your cultural management strategies. Although turf grass quality declined throughout the study, we were able to increase creeping bentgrass populations while continuing play on the golf course. Lower rates of glyphosate will benefit turf grass quality, though the difference is proportional to the increase in bentgrass. So what now? Well, we've effectively shown that we can increase creeping bentgrass populations while keeping the golf course open for play. We're now in a good situation to utilize these management programs that provide for a reduction in annual bluegrass and the poannual reduction programs. Turf grass quality will decline for a limited period of time, though I feel that this is acceptable from a superintendent's perspective to convert your turf grass species to a more manageable system. I'd like to thank Turfco Manufacturing for partial sponsorship, Jacqueline Seed for donation of seed, Michigan State University for collaboration, Les Bolstead Golf Course, and the Minnesota Golf Course Superintendents Association, and the University of Minnesota Statistical Consulting Service.